Following the snow and rainstorm during the middle part of last week, we have been dealing with an upper-level low that has been very slowly drifting through the northeast. Today, that upper low is to our east, but it's still close enough that we are seeing energy rotate around it, bringing clouds and a few spotty snow showers and flurries. Now, these cutoff-type features tend to be favored in our change seasons when we see cold and warm air mix, which typically ends up being the springtime and the autumn. Now, it's not technically spring yet, but we're getting pretty close. Though, I would simply argue that the temperatures outside today are far from spring-like, running only in the 20s and 30s, with a few spots south of Albany touching the 40-degree mark. As we go through the next day or so, this upper low is still going to be close enough to bring us some spotty snow showers at night and some spotty rain or snow showers during the day tomorrow. The most favored areas for that activity will be north and west of Albany, and there may even be a slippery accumulation, a light accumulation of snow in some locations. Moving into Wednesday and Thursday, there's plenty of focus on a major storm that will impact parts of the east. Already, the Weather Service has posted winter storm watches for Washington, D.C., and Baltimore. Those areas are very likely to see some type of wintry weather as this major storm moves off the mid-Atlantic coast Wednesday into Wednesday night. Then the question is, how will this storm impact New York and New England, if at all? Some of the computer models take the storm out to sea. Some other computer models do bring significant accumulating snow into parts of the Northeast. At this point, we'll have a chance for some wintry weather, mainly south of Albany, as we work through Wednesday and Wednesday night, potentially even into Thursday. This forecast, though, will have to be monitored very closely as it could swing dramatically one way or the other as more data comes in. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of scattered snow or rain showers, high 35 to 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of scattered snow or rain showers, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, high around 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of spotty rain or snow showers, steadier rain or snow possible south, high 35 to 40. And on Thursday, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow or rain, high 35 to 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.